KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Taking a look at local high school sports from the weekend. On Saturday, Harlan hosting its cross-country meet. Atlantic won the boys' team championship with 69 points. Lewis Central with 73, the runners-up. Thomas Jefferson had 90 for third place. Glenwood with 96 was fourth. And Harlan fifth with 135 points. There were 12 teams total in that meet. Individually, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic was the champion, running 16:20.9. And that was nearly 15 full seconds faster than Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central, who placed second. Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson was third. Trey Gross of Harlan fourth. Juan Martinez of Thomas Jefferson placing fifth. Also a top 10 finish for Baylor Berggren of Red Oak, who was eighth. And Zane Berg of Atlantic, who placed ninth in that meet. On the girls' side, it was Glenwood capturing the team title with 48 points. Harlan with 53 was second. Atlantic placing third with 74 points. Tri-Center with a 143 total fourth. And Abraham Lincoln placing fifth with 157 points. 10 teams in that meet. Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center won the title at 20 minutes with 1.93 seconds. Brecken Van Bolly of Harlan placing second. Emma Hughes of Glenwood was third. Clara Teagland of Trainer was fourth. And Kaya Beaker of Harlan placing fifth. Also, Taylor McCready of Atlantic had a seventh place finish. Ava Rush of Atlantic placing eighth in that meet yesterday. Liv Friend of Harlan was ninth. And Aaron Schultz of Harlan placing 10th overall in that run on Saturday. Some area high school volleyball tournament play over the weekend at the Southwest Valley Tournament. Cam was a 2-0 winner over Southwest Valley. Cam also beat Panorama 2 games to nothing. Cam over Lennox 2 games to nothing as well. Also, Southwest Valley won all four of their matches over Exira EHK, Wayne, Panorama, and Clark. Exira EHK won 3 of their matches, beating Clark, Panorama, and Wayne. And Clark defeated Wayne also on Saturday. At the Nevada tourney, Harlan participating there in pool play. Harlan beat Carroll and West Marshall. In the finals, it was Lake Mills over Harlan and Nevada beating Harlan as well. Also in the Bedford tourney, Sydney won the title with a 2-1 win over East Mills in the championship. Sydney also beat Central Decatur and Stanton in that meet. East Mills down Bedford and Murray. Murray defeated Central Decatur. Stanton beat Central Decatur. And Lamoni also a winner over Central Decatur in that Saturday volleyball tournament. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell was pleased with the strides his team made after failing in their season opener. The Cyclones never trailed in their 37-34 win Saturday at TCU as they opened up Big 12 conference play on the weekend.
I've always said this, we have to have Iowa State, you have to have a great rhythm to play off of each other. And for, you know, chunks of today, we did. Now, unfortunately, you know, there's still a lot out there for this team to continue to grow. We left a lot out there again today in terms of putting the nail in the coffin, finishing the games, and doing some things we need to do to be better. But I thought it was a warrior's effort from our kids.
Campbell talked about the adjustments they made after the opener.
We had the ability to kind of go back, I think, as the head coach, make some adjustments, especially on special teams, that could, you know, really, you know, nail in what our personnel is and help us adjust ourselves. I thought that helped.
It was a big day for senior defensive end Jaquan Bailey, who set the ISU all-time records for sacks. He was in on 4 sacks, and his strip sack and fumble recovery late in the second half turned out to be one of the key plays in the game.
Coach Hedcock had been preaching to us the whole like camping just week of like turnovers. And then so I was able to come up with one, and then Mike Rose was able to come up with the crucial one out that helped seal the game late in the fourth. So kudos to Mike Rose.
Sophomore running back Breece Hall had 154 yards on the ground, and his 75-yard touchdown run in the second quarter opened up the scoring.
After that, we got really comfortable, and we started calling a lot of stuff, and it was working. So after that run, that kind of just gave us a little spark, and our defense really helped us out as well, just with them getting stops and staying consistent.
That's the first time a Matt Campbell-coached Iowa State team won its Big 12 opener.
I felt like it was just a huge statement win and gave us a lot of confidence. You know, we really wanted to come and kind of bounce back off of our week one loss, and I feel like today we kind of put a lot of good things together. There's a lot of good and some bad, so I felt like our team played really good as a whole.
Next up for the Cyclones, they'll be back at home this Saturday evening as they have a night game, a 6:30 kickoff that'll be nationally televised against Oklahoma. Well, the top 25 Associated Press College football poll this week has some fresh faces as those teams that are in conferences that decided to play later this fall reemerged in the poll this week. Clemson remains at the top spot. They got 55 of the first-place votes. They're number one. Alabama got 3 first-place votes. They're number two. Florida is at number 3 this week, up 2 spots. Georgia stays put at number 4. Notre Dame moves up 2 places to number 5. Ohio State jumps back into the poll with 4 first-place votes. They're at number 6. Auburn is 7, Miami 8, Texas is 9, and Penn State reemerges at number 10. Central Florida, North Carolina, Texas A&M, Oregon, and Cincinnati are the next 5. Number 16 is Mississippi State, followed by Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. LSU is at number 20. Then it's Tennessee, BYU, Michigan, Pittsburgh, and Memphis, also receiving votes but not making this week's top 25, are Minnesota, Kansas State, Baylor, and Iowa. Well, the Buffalo Bills improved to 3-0 this season despite blowing a 28-3 lead in the second half. Josh Allen hit Tyler Croft for a 3-yard touchdown pass with 15 seconds left, giving the Bills a 35-32 win over the Rams. Also around the league, Nick Foles replaced Mitchell Trubisky in the third quarter and tossed 3 touchdown passes over the final 6.5 minutes of the Bears' wild 30-26 comeback win over the Falcons. DK Metcalf made up for a huge first-half blunder, catching a 29-yard touchdown pass from Russell Wilson with a minute 47 left in the Seahawks' 38-31 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. James Conner ran for 109 yards in the go-ahead touchdown midway through the fourth quarter as the Steelers beat Houston 28-21. The Packers are 3-0 after Aaron Rodgers passed for 283 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 37-30 win at New Orleans. Nick Mullins threw for 343 yards and a TD to lead the 49ers to their second win at MetLife 36-9 over the error-prone and winless Giants. The Lions ended an 11-game losing streak, stunning the previously undefeated Cardinals 26-23 on Matt Prater's 39-yard field goal as time expired. Baker Mayfield threw 2 touchdown passes. Nick Chubb ran for 2 more, and the Browns are over 500 for the first time since 2014 with a 34-20 win over Washington. The Buccaneers were 28-10 winners over the Broncos behind Tom Brady's 3 scoring strikes. Rex Burkhead scored 3 touchdowns, and Bill Belichick became the third coach in NFL history to reach 275 regular season wins in the Patriots' 36-20 win over the Raiders. Steven Gostkowski made his career-high 6th field goal of the game, a 55-yarder with a minute 48 left, lifting undefeated Tennessee to a 31-30 win over the Vikings. Xavier Rhodes and T.J. Carey each returned an interception for a touchdown, and Phillip Rivers added his 400th career TD pass as the Colts clobbered the Jets 36-7. Joe Burrow tossed a pair of touchdown passes to T. Higgins in regulation, and Carl Wentz dove into the end zone for the tying score in the final minute as the Bengals and the Eagles played to a 23-all tie on Sunday. And Carolina's defense forced 3 Chargers turnovers, and Joey Sly kicked 5 field goals in the Panthers' 21-16 win against Los Angeles. Tonight, the Chiefs will play the Baltimore Ravens in the Monday night game. 6 o'clock is the pregame start time, and you can hear that game live this evening here on the radio. Authorities say Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana and his wife confronted a home intruder who attempted to kidnap their 9-month-old grandchild over the weekend in California. After a tussle, law enforcement officials say Jennifer Montana pried the baby out of the woman's arms. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Harrison Bader tripled and homered to help the Cardinals beat the Brewers 5-2 and wrap up the 5th seed in the National League. Milwaukee managed to pick up the 8th and final seed despite the setback, thanks to losses by the Phillies and the Giants. Rookie Brady Singer allowed an RBI double, but just 2 other hits over 7 innings in the Royals' 3-1 win against the Tigers. Also on the final day of the Major League Baseball regular season, the Cubs beat the White Sox 10-8, Reds over the Twins in 10 innings, 5-3, Indians beat the Pirates 8-6, the Rays over the Phillies 5-0, A's beat the Mariners 6-2, Rangers over the Astros 8-4, the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 7-5, Padres 5-4 over the Giants, Dodgers beat the Angels 5-0, the Marlins 5-0 over the Yankees, it was the Red Sox over the Braves 9-1, the Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 11-3, the Nationals pounded the Mets 15-5. Major League Baseball's postseason gets underway Tuesday with the first of the American League games, and then the wild card games of the National League will get going on Wednesday. Ron Renicki has been told he will not return as manager of the Red Sox, ending a 1-year shotgun stopgap on the final day of a pandemic-shortened season, resulting in a last-place finish in the AL East. He was hired on the eve of spring training after Alex Cora was implicated in Houston's sign-stealing scandal. The Angels fired general manager Billy Epler after the long-struggling franchise finished its fifth consecutive losing season under his watch. Also in racing, Kurt Busch ended an 0-for-21 losing streak at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with good timing and then three tremendous restarts. Busch entered the race 12th in the standings and in danger of elimination from title contention, but the victory earned him an automatic berth into the next round. Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, and Eric Almirola, along with Austin Dillon, are all below the cut line with two races remaining in the second round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.